Good morning, students. Welcome to this week's lesson. Our today's topic is spoken English, the A and I. A and I. This is for those in JS 1. As we can still remember on our spoken English, that it is divided into two, the vowel sounds and the consonant sounds. And all this while, we'll be talking about the vowel sound, consonant sounds. And under the vowel sounds, if you can still remember from the beginning, I told you that the vowel sound is further divided into two. The pure vowels and the diphthongs. The vowel sounds are further divided into two, the pure vowels and the diphthongs. The pure vowels have the long vowels and the short vowels, which are the ones we have been talking about. Now today we are going to look into the other aspect of the pure vowels, that's the diphthongs. Before we proceed, let's talk about the meaning of diphthongs. Diphthongs is a combination of two pure vowel sounds. A combination of two pure vowel sounds to form a sound, one sound. When two pure vowels come together to form one sound, it is called a diphthong. So as we can see from the topic written above, that the two sounds we are talking about are just a combination of other different pure vowels. Like the first word, A, is a combination of E and E, which we have already studied on that pure, this long, the pure vowel sounds. And the second one is I, which is a combination of A and E, which we equally studied under the pure vowels. So when we talk about diphthong, diphthong simply means combination of two pure vowels to form one sound, no more two sounds, but one. Okay, let's now proceed to the description of these two sounds, which we have already identified. So to pronounce a diphthong, like these ones we have brought out, you start from the first sound and ends with the last one. Diphthongs, remember, are vowels. So in the production of their sounds, it's just like the vowels. There is a free flow of air. The mouth is wide open. The mouth is what? Wide open. There is no obstruction. So in pronouncing this sound, you begin with the first vowel and end with the last one. That is, to pronounce the A, your tongue moves for the position where you say E and it glides to the position where you say E. Your tongue moves for the position where you say E and glides to the position where you say E, as can be seen words like baby, A, baby, baby. It is in this letter A in baby. That is where you have the sound. Rake, rake, A, mate, say, and other ones. While in pronouncing the I, your tongue glides from the position where you say A and moves in the direction of the position where you say E, as in dice, I. Dice, the letter I in dice sounds I, dice, I, tie, mine. These are examples, some of the examples of the words with the sound. Now, let's look at how these sounds can be spelled. How these two sounds, A and I, can be spelled. Starting with the first one, A. The A can be spelled with the letters like letter I and E. That is having letter I before another one, before E. I before another word and E. For example, right. When you look at right, W-R-I-T-E. There is a letter in between the I and E. So it's usually false when you have a letter between I and E. The I and E gives us the word sound. Right. Then we can equally have it. The letter A. Between letter A and E. Remember we are talking about A. A can be formed with have when we have A before another letter, before letter E. As in game. 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 We have letter A and I as in mail. Letter A-Y as in pray. E-Y as in obey. E-I as in eight. E-A as in break. Letter A as in date. Date. The one your parents buy for you to do your assignment. Maybe you don't have data. You say, I don't have data. Okay, not data. But the word data. Then there are other unusual ways where you can find them. What do we mean by unusual ways? Some other places that the A sound can be found or any other sound can be found, but not always. That is why we call it unusual. It's not usually there. Sometimes it can be there, sometimes it might not be. Another one can be there. So in letter, ER can sometimes give us A as in doze. That's the one they use to prepare your results in school. Doze, the one you call result booklets. Okay, we have it in letter ET as in baller. Sachet. What you call sachet of water. It's not sachet. The sachet, ET there is A. Then we have it in letter UET as a bouquet. Bouquet. That's where you go to a party. They say that there is the party, make the bouquet. That is the situation where you come and serve yourself. You come and get your dish, your food from the dish. You call it bouquet. Okay, we have AU as in gauge. Then now let's look at the other sound, I, the ways of spelling it. I, as I've said before, can be spelled with the letter I. We have, just like I said, right. I, then a letter before E, right. Then we have letter IE together, as in pie. Letter I only, as in mind. Letter EI as in height. Letter IGH as in high. Letter U as in buy. Letter YE as in buy. The first one is BUY. This one is BYE. Letter Y as in fly. Letter IG as in sign. Then let's look at the other unusual ways where they can it can be frequently be found. It can be found in letter EYE, but not always, as in I, the one you use as C. Letter AI as in eyes, and letter AYE as in I. So these are the ways of spelling these sounds. Remember the importance of knowing the ways of spelling it. If you know a way of spelling a particular sound or the ways of spelling a particular sound, you will be sure that whenever you are asked to identify a word bearing that sound among other words, you'll be able to do that. Okay, let's proceed to talk about the contrast, the difference between these sounds with other sounds. The A can be contrasted with the E. A and E, we have main, M-A-I-N, and men, M-E-N. Saint, a saint, all saints, not saint, saint, and sent, past tense of sent. Hail and hell, pain, pen, laid, led. Noun, local contrast, I and A, as in pine and pan, dime, dam, kite, cat, mine, man. Then let's now have the contrast between the two sounds we are talking about, A and I, as in Kate and kite, pain, pine, fight, fate, ripe, rape. Remember, ditton simply means combination of two pure vowel sounds to form one sound. We have two that we discussed now, A and I, and the production of diphthongs is start from the first, while your tongue glides to the second. That is, starting from A to I, and starting from A to E. There are other diphthongs. These are not the only diphthongs. Remember, know, as we have been doing it, we are picking it in pairs. We went further to give examples of words where these sounds can be found, like the A, which can be found in game, male, pray, obey, eight, many words. And I, which can be found by, mind, high, lie, fly, kind, and other ones. We went further to give ways of spelling the sounds. Now, listen for your exercise assignment. You are going to change the following words. Revise them to get other words. For example, in the word dam, D-A-M, which contains three sounds, the, a, and m. If you revise these sounds, you get another word, which is mad, m, a, and the. So revise these words to get your own words. Number one, cat, C-A-T. Number two, dame, D-A-M-E. Number three, might, M-I-G-H-T. Number four, nap, N-A-B. Number five, bat, B-A-T. Number six, style, S-T-Y-L-E. Number seven, side, S-I-D-E. Number eight, kate, K-A-T-E. Number nine, N-I-L-E. And number 10, sake, S-A-K-E. Remember, the word you are going to form must have meaning. Remember, the word you are going to form must have meaning. Still remember the examples and how it is done. Thank you, and see you in the next class.